right, Leah, thank you so much. 706 Alabama's Morning News. And joining us now, Mayor of Tuscaloosa, Walt Maddox. How are things in Tuscaloosa right now with all this crazy freezing fog warning we've got going on?
I tell you what, it's dense. I got up and jogged this morning. I'm an early morning guy, and it's different, but I think everything's going to go smoothly. We're used to fog.
Okay.
This is just a little bit different.
Well, we've got a freezing fog warning here up in Birmingham, and there's wrecks everywhere. So I don't know if you guys were seeing any of that freezing ice down there, but be careful no matter where you are, and be aware that it's 28 degrees out there. Well, how about that Crimson Tide? My gosh, and what a celebration in T-Town afterwards. I saw that, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, Walt Maddox cannot be happy with the crowd gathering here with all the coronavirus issues going on and what you're trying to do to keep the city safe in that area. So your thoughts, I mean, did you see that coming? I mean, that many people coming out?
Quite frankly, we did. We started planning with the university and the ABC board about, I think, January 4th. It was a little bit after the Notre Dame game. And every expert from the local, state, and federal level said, you can expect that you're going to have thousands of people converge on the Strip, which is normally the traditional place to celebrate national championship, regardless of what you do. And if you wanted to stop that, you would need at least 500 law enforcement officers in riot gear with heavy equipment to stop something like that. I don't think anyone wanted that, and I don't think that would have been appropriate. So what we did was we decided that we would create a perimeter if it happened, because we didn't want pedestrians mixing with vehicular traffic. And at some point, we would allow a celebration no more than an hour to 2 hours, and then begin to disperse it. Now, what dispersed it quicker was you had a few bad actors in the crowd who decided to throw a few bottles, and two people were injured, and then threw bottles at police vehicles, which is unacceptable. And that's when the arrests began. And so that's why we began to move forward with, you know, closing it down. The crowds began to congregate around 10:40. We shut down the Strip at 12:02 a.m.
Well, let me ask you, you guys have certainly been hit just like everybody else with coronavirus. I mean, I would imagine, you know, the staff, as far as police go, has been affected. Not everybody's 100% with their crew out there. So was that an issue as well?
That was part of the consideration. You know, some of the, and understandably, some people say, why didn't you implement a citywide curfew? Well, we couldn't enforce it if we wanted to. We only have 70% of our police force available due to either COVID or exposure to COVID. And you have to, what sometimes people lose sight of is Tuscaloosa is a large city, so it's just not two blocks we have to worry about. We've got an entire city that we have to protect. Simultaneously, you can, under Alabama law, just shut down selected businesses. If you have to apply it to all. So if we were to apply it to all, you would have had 301 businesses who would have to be shut down for an area of two blocks of our city. And lastly, let me say this. You would have had a total, maximum total of 900 people in the area around the Strip. I think when you look at the video, you see thousands upon thousands. And that's because they came from the mega apartments, the dorm.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the photos, and I thought immediately, oh, my gosh, we're going to see some COVID cases pop up here in the next week or so. There's no doubt about that. But, I think all in all, though, well handled by you and the police. There were some arrests, as you can expect during those types of an event. That many people showing up to celebrate the national championship. You don't think there was any alcohol involved in that, do you?
Oh, I imagine there's a little bit. And I've tried not to be. I don't think we should be so judgmental. It certainly is disappointing, and especially with so many people fighting for their lives with COVID-19. Yeah. But our hospital is doing a great job handling it. The young people, JT, I put myself in those shoes. I would have likely been out there.
I understand. These are just such weird times, though. It's a tough balance. You know, I understand that. Well, Mayor, I appreciate you coming on this morning with quick notice like that. Thank you so much, and stay safe, and we'll have you back. Mayor Walt Maddox in Tuscaloosa.